Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger. Today is September 2nd, 2018. This is the Special Reports section, where I take a topic or person or situation that has astrological importance and do an in-depth analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the effects of the transit of Venus with Jupiter in Libra, which lasts from September 1st to October 11th, and what to expect for each zodiacal rising sign. On September 1st, 2018, Venus entered Libra, where it joined up with Jupiter, already transiting in that sign since September 2017. In Vedic astrology, Venus and Jupiter are the two main natural benefic planets, in other words, planets that provide us with enjoyable energy and produce mostly favorable events. So, having the two of them in one sector of the zodiac promises a lot of good stuff happening. Venus is the planet of romance, harmony, beauty, art, finance, guidance. Jupiter is the planet of increase, opportunity, optimism, belief, prosperity, truth, wisdom, and justice. What happens when we add Venus to Jupiter? It's the planet of love, together with the planet of opportunity. The planet of finance, together with the planet of increase. The planet of guidance, together with the planet of wisdom. So, this is good. But Venus and Jupiter can be too much of a good thing. Jupiter is the planet of increase. Venus is the planet of pleasures. Together they can encourage overdoing it. And the result is excess, indulgence, debauchery, and finally, exhaustion. Fortunately, Libra is a fairly sober sign, the sign of idealism, including social idealism. But that brings up another issue. Jupiter, as the planet of truth and belief, is also the planet of ideology, and Venus is the planet of love. Therefore, everyone will be in love with their own ideology. And this is in Libra, the sign of idealists and fanatics. So, we can look forward to more partisanship during the run-up to the midterm elections. Venus will be together with Jupiter for 6 weeks, until Jupiter separates from Venus when it leaves Libra in the second week of October. Now, I will go through the zodiac and analyze some of the possible results for each sign according to the house position of Scorpio in the natal chart. Again, this reminder. I am a Vedic astrologer, which means I use the sidereal zodiac, the real one that you can see with your naked eyes. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart based on the tropical zodiac, you have to subtract 24 degrees from your chart positions to get the sidereal positions. For example, if you are 12 degrees Libra rising in Western astrology, you would be 18 degrees Virgo rising in Vedic astrology. Okay, so for Aries rising charts, Venus and Jupiter are transiting in your seventh house, the house of one-on-one relationships. This is a great transit for relations with your significant other and or business partner and or clients. Deals in distant places also will prosper, so don't be afraid of making that cold call. Additionally, the Venus-Jupiter energy aspects onto your first house of self, adding optimism and self-confidence to your interactions with others. For Taurus rising people, the Venus-Jupiter transit lands in your sixth house, the house of struggle and difficulties, health and disease, employment, and co-workers. You are able to face your problems with more confidence, and there's a willingness to find win-win solutions to your difficulties with others. Relations with co-workers will be better than usual. There is some downside, though. Because Venus plus Jupiter brings tendency for indulgence, and in this position can put you at risk for a health problem, should you overdo it. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, the Venus-Jupiter transit affects your fifth house of love, romantic adventure, creativity, children, spiritual practice, speculation, and investments. Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, plus Venus, the planet of love, in the fifth house, is an excellent combination for starting a romantic affair. If you have children, their lives and your relationship with them improves. Investments should be up. Jupiter is guru. Venus is devotion. Thus, devotional spiritual practices are encouraged by this transit. For Cancer rising people, the Venus-Jupiter combination affects your fourth house of home and home life, comforts, and self-satisfaction. This double benefic combination makes you want to improve your domestic situation. The fourth house is mother, who will also benefit from this transit pattern. Also good for improving the home, buying new furniture, redecorating, and so forth. Since Venus is pleasure and Jupiter has a celebratory quality, this is a great combination for entertaining, so throw a dinner party. Leo rising charts have Venus and Jupiter together in their third house of everyday operations. A double benefic transit in this part of the chart makes for pleasant interactions with the people you encounter in your daily routines. But since both Venus and Jupiter are easygoing planets, they don't do much for the third house signification of making efforts, preferring to get results with the least amount of work. With the planet of belief combining with the planet of value, there can be unrealistic expectations of what your initiative will produce. In other words, take off those rose-colored glasses, or you may be sorely disappointed. Virgo rising people get Venus and Jupiter together in their second house, the house of personal finances, material circumstances, family, speaking, and food. For money, this is a good combination, but simultaneously, there's the tendency to spend it to acquire more stuff. A double benefic in the second house is good for family relations. Venus in the second house is sweet speech. Jupiter is expansive and generous. But watch out for this problem. Venus is sugar. Jupiter is increase. Second house is the mouth. Together, they can make you overdo it with the pastries. If you are Libra rising, Venus and Jupiter are transiting in your first house of self, self-awareness, ego, appearance, and the body as a whole. Jupiter, the planet of expansion and optimism, has been here for a year, giving you opportunities and the confidence to take advantage of them. Now, Venus, the ruler of your ascendant sign, comes into the picture. Venus is the first house, puts an emphasis on appearance. You want to look good to others. It's good for interpersonal relationships. But Venus in the first house, as the planet of love, in the house of self, does have a downside. It encourages selfish self-interest. For Scorpio rising people, the Jupiter-Venus combination affects your 12th house. Jupiter gives opportunity. Venus is the planet of love. The 12th house is unknown people. So there's the potential for love with a stranger. The two benefic planets together in the house of the subconscious indicates sweet dreams and potential for positive realizations in your meditation. The planet of increase plus the planet of pleasures in the 12th house of hidden activities promotes, well, the Hindus have an expression for it, bed pleasures. Sagittarius rising people experience Venus and Jupiter together in their 11th house of friends and associates. You have to be careful of the unrealistic expectations of Venus plus Jupiter in the house of goals and ambitions. But, in another way, this is a rather fortuitous situation. It's the planet of love plus the planet of opportunity in the house of friends and associates, suggesting romance with someone you are already acquainted with. So, do you know who you want to be hanging out with during the next several weeks? For Capricorn rising charts, Venus and Jupiter transit in your 10th house of community actions and professional activities. Venus, as the planet of harmony in the 10th house, promotes good conduct in society. Jupiter, planet of wisdom in this place, indicates wise actions in the community. So, this is good. Having two benefic planets in the house that has to do with your relations with your boss is also good. Just be careful of the potential downside. In other words, going so far in your pursuit of success that you overextend yourself and get exhausted. If you are Aquarius rising, Venus joins Jupiter in your 9th house. It's the planet of opportunity plus the planet of enjoyment in your 9th house of long-distance journeys. So, good time to take a trip. Jupiter is generosity. Venus is money. The 9th house is meritorious deeds. Good time to give to your favorite charity and thereby boosting your karma for good fortune. Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, plus Venus, the planet of guidance, in the house of guru, indicates a potential for receiving an initiation from your guru. But careful that you don't harbor unrealistic expectations. And for Pisces rising charts, the Venus-Jupiter combo will be in your 8th house, the house of transformation. Two benefic planets should help to make the transformation pleasant. Jupiter is prosperity. Venus is agreement. The 8th house is financial arrangements with others. This is a good time for making a financial contract. Since the 8th house is unearned wealth in general, and both of these planets are classed as financial in nature, this combination can even indicate an inheritance or other type of windfall. Jupiter and Venus never actually come together in an exact conjunction while in Libra. Venus is slowing down in its progress in the zodiac. It only gets to the middle of Libra when it begins a retrograde period on October 5th. Meanwhile, Jupiter is at the end of Libra and leaves this sign on October 11th. But just by having the two main benefic planets in one sign for 6 weeks, we do get a period of opportunity, which, if used wisely, will help to promote the significations of the part of your life it is affecting. And now, before leaving, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please consider helping to support this work. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.